ABC Radio Australia.
Solomon Islands authorities are urging people to heed weather warnings after a tragic boating accident involving a mother and daughter on holiday from Papua New Guinea. 20-year-old PNG University student Yvette Lakamanga was reported missing at sea after the boat carrying her and her mother capsized off Santa Isabel Island last Tuesday. The accident also claimed the life of her mother, Elena Lakamanga, and a respected mathematics lecturer at the University of PNG. Deputy Director of the Solomon Islands Maritime Authority, Agnes Gautier, spoke with reporter Natasha Emick about the ongoing search.
Four people boarded this small craft, outboard model from Sigana to Kilokaka. But unfortunately, on their way, they hit by a huge wave that had the boat capsized. And all of the four people are just out in the water. It was quite far from the shoreline.
Two people on the boat managed to get to shore, but Elena and her daughter Yvette went missing out at sea. Do we know more about what exactly happened out there?
The skipper, Mr. Fremont Guilla, who actually was on the boat, he was one of the two survivors, he and his wife. I can see that it's devastating for him as well, because he was there to pick his sister and his niece came from Papua New Guinea. But then on the way home, hoping to reach home safely, they had this incident. He said that this incident happened around 11 a.m. and when they were all out in the water, the weather at that time on Tuesday was waves, the swells around 2.3 to 3 meters high and winds are up to 15 to 25 knots. They all swim together using the boat to keep them afloat. But then as they get closer to the shoreline, the skipper, the driver himself, advised all of them to let go of the boat because it's dangerous. Because the point they were capsized at has huge rocks. So they let go of the boat and then all of them, they swam together towards the rocks. Like he advised that if they can get onto the rocks and climb, just to wait for someone to come and rescue them. But during that time, when they were swimming to the rocks, he realized that her sister that was diseased is already like choking. She's already weak. So he went back and assisted her with the daughter who is currently missing. And then they had a huge wave that came up and then splashed all of them and they lost each other. Yeah, he tried his best and his wife also struggled and swam to the rocks and climbed to save higher ground. And then he also climbed and go around to the other side of the point that they had the incident. That's when he found out that his sister's body was swept towards the shoreline and he jumped down and pulled deceased sister to the shore and then ran up to the nearby village, the community, to report, ask him to assist him. And all of them came around to try to look, but due to the bad weather, it's impossible for someone to dive or even to jump out to the sea.
It's a tragic accident by the sounds of it.
Yeah.
Because the conditions haven't really improved and Yvette's been missing for a few days now, are the prospects of finding her alive not looking very promising at the moment?
Yes, from the informant, the skipper's report, it like he gave us the analysis that chances of that missing person survival is slim. Because he did mention that he suspected that his niece must have been swept under the huge rocks at the Tanakau point where they had the incident. We also say our sympathy with this one because it's, like you say, it's tragic that they have to take this trip during this bad weather and they got involved in this incident that cost their lives.
And do you have any maritime safety advice you'd like Solomon Islanders to be mindful of at the moment?
My advice is to put safety first and avoid traveling in small crafts or outboard motors during this bad weather season. And also for the public to always listen to weather reports and do not travel when a strong wind warning is issued by the meteorology or even broadcasted by Solomon Islands Broadcasting Corporation. There is always another day to travel. It is not worth risking our lives.
That was Agnes Gatter from the Solomon Islands Maritime Authority speaking there with Natasha Emick.